one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
Prepare to meet your fate.
He's right.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
And I'm back for another episode of What Are You Reading comic book show. This is your host, The Surfer. And I'm here to talk comic books. And this is a weekend of San Diego Comic-Con. So plenty of news have been coming out. And I did do a show last night to go over some of the news that came out between Thursday and Saturday. And today I will catch up with some of the rest of the news that's possible because it's still going on out there in San Diego, and I'm 3 hours ahead, so this show may go off and some good news may come out, in which case I'll have to cover it next week. Of course, you want to talk comic books with me, you can do so on Skype. My Skype name is SilverSurfer_forever. I'll be glad to add you into the call, and there are plenty of ways you can listen to this show on Rant EM Radio. You can listen, of course, live in the chat room. You can listen, tune in and Stitcher. You can also listen or download with Podbean and iTunes. And let's see what's going on with the box office. Well, at number 3 is Spider-Man Homecoming. It's dropped down to number 3 in its third week. It added another $22 million over the weekend, but its gross domestic total is $251 million. Budget was $175 million, so of course it's doing well. Now, worldwide, if they always forgive me because I'm going to try to change screen, it takes a while. It's up to $571 million. So not bad, pretty good. Yeah, I understand a lot of people didn't go out and see this particular Spider-Man because they saw the other ones and they think, what's the difference? And that's not necessarily true. Dropping down to 4th place is War for the Planet of the Apes. The 2nd place, it added another $20 million for its domestic total of $97 million. It had a budget of $150 million, but come on now. Alright. It's doing okay overseas. It's added $77 million, so it's up to $174 million. I don't think it's opening a lot of markets yet. And also, Planet of the Apes is not one of those franchises that a lot of the rest of the world like grew up on the original, so they might not know much about it. But, you know, as long as it makes its money and we can get quality films like War of the Planet of the Apes were, is as a movie. Let's see what else is on the list. If I can get back to the air, okay. Coming in 5th place in its first week, Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets is based on the French graphic novel. It only made $17 million. It has a budget of $209 million. And there's no overseas total yet, so now this movie might do better overseas than it is doing here. real quick, I will tell you about the movie. It's about these two agents, Valerian and Laureline, and they work at this space station that started off as a regular Earth space station, but as more and more countries attached itself to the station and then other aliens, it became so big it could no longer stay in Earth's orbit, so they sent it out into space and it became its own city state, if you want to call it that. And our two heroes, they get sent on a mission to retrieve an item, but they don't realize that this item is a part of a conspiracy through their own military agency to cover up a crime. And I tell you, the movie bored the hell out of me. I mean, it looked nice, but I found myself so bored I almost fell asleep on it a few times. And I also thought that the beginning of the movie and the end of the movie, the path it took to connect, just seemed very unnecessary and just there to show a lot of effects and creatures. So something maybe you want to see when it comes out on TV or something. Maybe it might become another Fifth Element where people saw it later and they started liking it, but I don't know. Dropping down to sixth place, Despicable Me 3 added another $12 million for its domestic total of $213 million. Wonder Woman drops down to ninth place with another $4.6 million to its $389 million total. Cars 3 top dropped down to 11. That added 1.9 to its $144 million. And Transformers The Last Night added 1.1 million to its $127 million budget, which is a failure as far as the United States go, because it had a budget of 217 million. And even overseas, it's not doing as great. It added another 420 million. That's good money. Don't get me wrong. So its worldwide total is 547 million. And you consider the last one hit over $1 billion easy. This is kind of a failure. Now, I don't know what it's going to translate to in the future, whether or not they'll hold off doing another Transformers for a while, whether Michael Bay is done, whether they're going to go in a whole new direction. They keep talking about the Bumblebee spinoff, which nobody's asking for and nobody cares about. Bumblebee is not, he's not the most popular Transformer. So why do him as a spinoff? Especially since in all the movies, he's only talked for like 5 minutes and the rest was just him using his car radio to, you know, say things from the radio. And that shit was supposed to have been funny in the first movie, but it got annoying after a while when they kept doing it over and over and over. Especially when he supposedly was able to talk at the end of the first movie and then come the second movie, back to not being able to speak again. So, Guardians still hanging in at 15. It only added 357,000, but it's up to 387 million for its run in the theater. So, and that should be coming out on video pretty soon. So, and that's all I have to say for box office numbers. Let's see. What's good? I'm trying to see if anything recent popped up as far as news. And I'll talk about that a little later. What's first on the list? Oh, so wait. Well, let me get into the trailers, of course. That Thor Ragnarok and the Justice League trailers, they've been blowing up the internet. And people was loving that Justice League, but then Thor Ragnarok hit. And I tell you, Marvel really knows how to stick a dagger into DC when it comes to releasing their info on movies, and most people say that Marvel won Comic-Con because they had more information to give the fans as far as what they're doing and what they got coming out and what they had to show, as opposed to DC, who only really had Justice League to show. They did show some Aquaman, which the problem with Aquaman is he's been known as a joke for so many years. You might not have many people excited about seeing an Aquaman movie unless he shines in Justice League. But we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping that Aquaman has done well, because, you know, I did like him growing up prior to the Super Friends, when they made him to a joke where he couldn't do anything but smile at the camera, and once in a while he talked to the fish, but, you know, other than that, he was kind of useless as a team member. I mean, even Wonder Woman had a job of being secretary, because that was the way they thought about women back then. She had to be the secretary of the Justice League, even though she could break most of those people's necks. News about Captain Marvel. It says the villains will be the Skrulls. That's interesting, because, you know, one of the reasons they didn't use the Skrulls in the Avengers movie, because, you know, they didn't have the rights to it. It says here, at Comic-Con International in San Diego, Marvel Studio panel, a significant detail emerged surrounding the Captain Marvel movie starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson. At the panel, Marvel Studios' Kevin Feige showed the character design of Larson in a costume which looked very similar to the Jamie McCleave design, and revealed that the movie Nick Fury will indeed appear in, but he also had two eyes as it's set in the early 90s. Also, the villain of the film would be the Skrulls in their first Marvel Cinematic Universe appearance. And there are some pictures on Screen Rant's Twitter page where you can see this, what the Skrulls designs look like. So that ought to be interesting. I wonder what else they got back from Fox, because Fox had the rights to the Skrulls, because it was part of the Fantastic Four rights. Yeah, let's see. They haven't put out much about the plot beyond the details in the panel. And of course, I believe Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel, will be out next year, 2019, after Avengers Infinity War, and I think after Ant-Man and the Wasp. So we look forward to that. Yeah, they got a picture of Brie Larson in a suit kicking some ass, which I don't know if she's the right person for that role. Not talking about acting wise, but looks wise. But, you know, you never know. You get the right stunt double and they can make you look like you are the bomb. Okay, I'm having browser problems again. Oh, boy. Okay, let's just give me a second to reopen the chat room. Of course, nobody's in the chat room because, you know, nobody listens to the show. Anyway, but that's enough of my problems. Let's get back to talking comics. Once I get this open. Okay. Yeah, that Thor Ragnarok trailer is just fantastic. And of course, trailers for The Flash and Arrow and Gotham and Lucifer and everything for this coming fall season has come out, and next year. And of course, yesterday I talked about the Walking Dead putting out their trailer. And I mentioned Ant-Man and the Wasp. Well, there's been two more people added to its cast: Michelle Pfeiffer and Lawrence Fishburne. Let's see. Marvel Studios announced today at Comic-Con that that the legendary actors Michelle Pfeiffer and Lawrence Fishburne have joined the cast of Ant-Man and Wasp. Pfeiffer will betray Janet Van Dyne. Okay, now we know who's playing Janet Van Dyne. The wife of Michael Douglas's Hank Pym and the original Wasp. Fishburne will play Dr. Bill Foster, who in the comics is the assistant to both Tony Stark and Hank Pym, who eventually takes Pym's giant man abilities and become known as Goliath. Now, is he going to be Goliath in this? I don't know. But he's just going to be the assistant. Both actors have strong comic book connections to distinguished competition. Of course, you know, Pfeiffer played Catwoman and Batman, and Lawrence Fishburne is Perry White in The Man of Steel and Batman v Superman. So Lawrence Fishburne is doing, he's double dipping. He's doing Marvel and DC at the same time. So my guess is you can get away with doing both Marvel and DC movies at the same time. If you are a secondary character. So I don't think Chris Evans can play Captain America and then at the same time play Batman. I don't think they're going to go for that. I got a call, so let me add them in. Tony C, how are you?
I'm hanging in now, my dude. How about yourself?
I'm just, you know, trying to hold this show together as best I can before I lose my mind.
You ain't gonna lose your mind.
Let me guess. Let me see. You're calling because of that Thor Ragnarok trailer.
No.
You're calling for that leaked Avengers trailer.
You already know. Did you see my boy, how he was looking in the trailer? Did you see
him? Yeah, you know, it's hard looking at, you know, those leaked trailers when you don't see a clear picture. But from what I did see, man, it looked pretty good. You know, Thanos come walking out of that thing like, I'm here, motherfuckers. What you going to do about it?
Exactly. And he talking trash to him the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, as far as I'm concerned, until I see a crystal clear version of it, I'm still sticking with that Thor Ragnarok trailer. That shit was the bomb.
I mean, yeah.
Hey.
But you know we're not getting that trailer until Ragnarok, right?
Well, you see, Marvel is pretty smart. They don't wanna cancel themselves out. So you know, it would have been like, all right, you got this buzz around Ragnarok, and then they just drop the Avengers trailer, and it just one would have canceled the other out. So now, take my word for it. They're not gonna wait till Thor Ragnarok. They're gonna wait till Justice League come out to drop their trailer.
So they're gonna put it in Justice League.
No, first they're going to drop it online.
Yeah.
So when everybody's like excited, you know, that they finally seen a Justice League movie, bang, they're going to drop their trailer. They did that this year. It was like, you know, as soon as Wonder Woman came out, they dropped Black Panther, and the internet exploded.
Like a couple weeks, like during the NBA Finals, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they know what they're doing.
But that elite, they hit DC two times. And
yeah, they do that to DC all the time. It's like they fucking with them.
Well, I just meant they did it to them twice this time. They hit them with a two-piece and a biscuit. Because you knew that leak was gonna get.
No. They don't leak stuff on purpose. I mean that's.
Oh no. I'm saying they don't discourage it until after. Like now, a lot of the leak trailers have been blocked. They took them down.
Yeah, they're playing with that. But I mean, people get stuff up, and it takes a while before it filters out there that leak. But I watched it this morning, and
I didn't know anything about it. I just happened to go on YouTube a couple hours ago, and it was like, what?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got. That's how you catch it. And him pulling down those meteors and stuff.
And it's like, I thought it was one of them, maybe a fan made or something.
No, it was real deal.
You know, it was a real. You're right.
We both read the descriptions of what they were saying was in the trailer, and all that exactly showed up. You got Thor floating in space and landing on the Guardian ship, and Cap coming out the shadows with his beard. And
yo, I was like, throw. And then in the Ragnarok, old girl going to New York, huh? I didn't know she was going to hit Earth.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the nine realms. That? So I could see why she would come to Earth. But the thing is, the only things that seem to be missing is there's no Baldur, which I've never understood why they haven't used. How you gonna have Ragnarok without Baldur the Brave? And there's no they haven't even showed. In the two trailers, they haven't even showed Odin yet. And we know he's in the movie. Because Odin, in the Ragnarok legend, Odin is killed by the Fenris wolf that you see Hulk fighting.
Yeah.
And then
that red thing?
No, the big giant wolf. Thing?
Oh, okay, the big giant wolf. Yeah, okay, yeah.
He ends up killing Odin in Ragnarok. And then Thor usually dies from the Midgard Serpent, which they have not shown yet. I don't know if that's going to be in the book, the movie or not. And then you see the Hulk attacking Subtor.
That's that fire-looking thing.
Yeah. And
but Loki is the twin in all this, because he's a hero in Ragnarok, and then in the Avengers trailer, it looked like he's getting
you gotta remember, Loki, when he came back to Earth, was working for Thanos.
You're talking about in the Avengers.
In the first Avengers, yeah, he gave him the scepter, and Chitauri was working for
Loki.
They were working for Thanos, because at the end,
all of them working for Thanos.
Well, Loki was and Chitauri was, yeah, because the leader was like, oh, we better not go to Earth because, it'll court death. that kind of made Thanos a little bit happy. So.
But isn't Hela nicknamed Death?
No, she is the Norse mythology goddess of death. Now, I don't know if she's going to tie in to Thanos or not. I know in the comic book they just recently hooked up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's how they was gonna
usually
tie all
Thanos
that.
Is in love with the real death.
Oh, okay.
She don't want nothing to do with him because she's death. She ain't about no love or anything like that. Hold on. I know that ain't gonna work, so I'll just add him in. Mr. Hightower's calling. All right, pick up. See, he ain't dead now. Oh, we got him.
He look like he on here.
No, we got him. We got him.
Hightower.
He echoing, though.
He says he on the call.
Yeah, but he's not. We don't hear him.
Did you bust?
Is you still echoing?
Nah, we hear you now.
I had to make sure that y'all was on, I was on. I went on to the went over to the rant. Let me turn my shit down a little bit. Just woke up from a nap. I was like, oh shit, I forgot about surfing.
That's cool. I mean, we're talking about the Ragnarok trailer and the League Avengers trailer.
Yeah, I saw it. Shit, look. What's his name?
Did it get you crunk for Thanos?
He came out there like Triple H. Came out that little black sky, whatever you call that.
Start whooping ass. With a wife beater on and some tights.
He's like, I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah, and he didn't have his helmet on either.
He didn't have his helmet. And he don't even have the gauntlet yet, right? And he used to look like he had the gauntlet yet.
He had it at the end.
See, the gauntlet, the gauntlet was just a glove he had on that he just used to put the gems to. And that's how it became the gauntlet. And he has it, but you know, you probably don't have all the gems yet.
You think they will pay some tribute to Thanos' quest? At least get him one of the gems from one of those creatures?
From the elders?
Yeah, well, from one of the elders at least.
I think the collector has one of the Infinity Stones.
He got the one from the Guardians, right?
No, he got it from the Asgard. Yeah, Asgard. He has the Aether.
No, but I'm talking about one from somebody else. I already know the collector guy, but I'm talking about
I don't think they're introducing any more elders at this point.
Did y'all see Vision without his and he was still alive in the trailer?
I kind of didn't notice that, but I would think that maybe he would survive not having his gem.
It looked like he was hella sad, though.
Yeah.
The only other character is missing.
He got the gauntlet.
The only other character I think is missing is Adam Warlock. Of course, he hasn't been created yet, so.
You know what? He'll be in the second. I think he might show up in the second one, huh?
Well, yeah, he's got to show up in Guardians 3 first.
Yeah.
Guardians 3, because he the one that helped the Avengers, right?
Thanos. Yeah, usually it's him that helps takes down Thanos.
Who, Adam Warlock?
Yeah.
I don't go back and read that shit again. They kind of lost me after the gauntlet.
I mean, Justice League trailer was tight, especially at the end when Alfred hit him with the "I knew you were gonna come."
Green Lantern, it looked like, but it does look Superman. Hella good. No, that's Green Lantern. Superman still dead.
I will say with this newer Justice League.
You want a bit?
It looks like they've shown more real background as opposed to all the background looking totally CG. Which, you know.
You want to make a friendly wager, Hightower?
Yeah, we can.
I bet you Superman.
I bet you it ain't.
Well, see,
I bet
you go so. You know Superman's going to be in this movie.
I think you show up at the very, very, very end. I think that's somebody else.
That might be at the end when he says that I figured you would show up.
Yeah, the final battle. That's Superman.
I don't like Alfred. I don't kind of like this Alfred. He all up in everybody's business.
He less of a butler.
Well, that's how they've been.
A butler in this one.
That's how they've been kind of changing Alfred as a character. They're making him more like, you know, he had the military background. He helped train Bruce to become Batman, and it's not just the subservient "Yes, Master Bruce, whatever you say." It's more of a.
It's more of a.
You know, you need to get your act together. Stop fucking around.
As Damien would say, "Penny's worth."
So, and everybody out of the Justice League is getting their own movie except the Cyborg, right?
No, he's getting his own movie.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I hope they pick up Damien and Batman though.
I don't know what they're doing at this point. They restarting the whole script, so.
Hopefully, Damien is in that fucking script though.
I just want to see A. Robin. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, Damien. I don't want to see Tim Drake. I don't want to see.
What's wrong with Tim Drake?
I don't want to see them because the main our main guy we got right now is Damien, his son. You might just bring him on.
I
want to
start a school, baby. I like Tim Drake.
I know.
Yeah, sometimes Drake.
My adrenaline was rushing when I seen my boy Nose just come out there out of nowhere. Somebody gonna die. That's all I'm saying.
Why are you wishing death upon our heroes like that?
Hey, I think Cap gonna die because he don't want to be there no more, and I think Iron Man might die because he want to get out. But there's no way Robert Downey Jr. He's Iron Man. He can't be nobody else.
That's not necessarily true. I mean,
he's not a character actor though.
He has successful movies as playing Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah,
he played that gay guy in that Wesley Snipes movie too. Remember that, sir?
When they was one chasing Wesley Snipes?
No, not not the sequel to The Fugitive.
I don't know. There was a movie with him
and Antonio Banderas in it, and Wesley Snipes.
That must have been some straight to DVD stuff that I didn't see.
Oh, if you Google Wesley Snipes movies or Ronald Downey Jr. movies, call like One Night Stand or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was in it. But either way, I think Hawtow kind of right, man. Can't nobody else play that role.
But I think they're gonna end up dying. Tim Holland gonna stay on, I know, but I think it's gonna be some of the characters that really don't want to be there no more that's gonna die.
They may kill somebody off, and they may not. And guys, you know, if they walk away, it's not like they have to kill them off because they want to still use the character. So, I mean, somebody's gonna play Iron Man once Robert Downey Jr. is done. It's not like they
have the black girl play Iron Man.
No, they're gonna have somebody play Tony Stark. Play Captain America once Chris Evans is gone.
It still feels like I was saying. Remember, I was saying yesterday, Surfer, something's missing, and that's the X-Men.
And the Fantastic Four, both of them.
It's something just missing.
I think the Fantastic Four is missing more than anything else.
Yeah. I was about to say, yeah, them two. It's just missing for some reason. Because I wish they just buy out.
Wouldn't you love to see on the big screen? Now, we're getting to see Thor and the Hulk fight, but wouldn't you just love to see the Hulk and the Thing slug it out?
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
I'd love to see. My ideal after Thanos, I want to see Galactus, man. They need to pay Fox whatever they.
Oh,
need.
Fox do have Galactus, huh?
Yeah, he was tied in with. He's tied in with the Fantastic Four.
That's what I'm saying. So that they can, and I don't understand why they won't even just let them borrow them for an Avengers movie.
Not even borrow, buy them motherfuckers back. I thought at least they throwing hell of money at everybody else, man.
Fox. Yeah, Marvel tried to get them back, and it didn't. It fell through, and Fox just don't want to deal with Marvel. It's bad blood going on.
Like and vice Ruffalo versa. Ruffalo said in an interview at Comic Con, he said, "I think maybe it was Don Cheadle say Fox don't like money.
They don't.
They can't.
You get it back. You can't be mad at Marvel. Disney own. If you want to be mad at Disney, Disney own everything. I'll go in there and take over. Hell no. Okay. Instead of buying it, I'm glad they kind of bought ESPN. If they could buy ESPN, y'all can buy that fucking little studio Fox. Shit. Talk to Fox News. Shit. Old Fox News.
They didn't buy ESPN. They bought like the ABC company, which owned ESPN. It's funny I'm just saying real quick. It was funny back in the day. Disney had a TV show on ABC, came on every Sunday at 7 o'clock. And then they turned around and ended up buying ABC.
Yeah. There it is. But the bottom line of it is, it's like how Ty was saying, they don't like money because Universal love money because they let them borrow the Hulk with no problem. Here you go. Just give us our cut. Give us a cut. You straight.
Shit. You talking about Universal? Shit, hell yeah, they love money. Shit, I bet you we'll see a DC versus Marvel movie before we get them damn Fox characters.
Listen, I don't understand why. Because
they don't like money. Like you said.
It makes no sense, bro. You just being spiteful. And it's having an effect on us as fans that we don't get a good Fantastic Four movie.
Well, something happened for Marvel to get used to the Skrulls.
I mean, they picking and choosing.
Who's if picking that's and the choosing?
Case, Fox. They're like, here, we'll give you the Skrulls. Motherfucker, we want Doctor Doom. You give us Doctor Doom, Fantastic Four, or, Galactus.
Yeah, as I mentioned yesterday, they're talking about doing a Doctor Doom solo movie and a movie,
come on, man.
A movie, you know, based on Franklin Richards.
So they're going to, who, Sony?
No,
or Fox.
It just shows that,
get the hell out of
like,
here.
It shows like some of these people, they, like everybody wants to have the universe, but nobody has a plan to actually put one together. And
a complete,
you know,
universe.
When Sony floated out there, they was talking about doing an Aunt May spy movie.
Come on, man.
I mean, even
Aunt May spy movie.
Yeah, yeah,
did you sound fucking stupid?
You didn't hear that one?
No.
And like, even the current, listen, even the current Aunt May, who you could maybe believe it was a spy, wouldn't work.
Yeah, it kind of wouldn't work.
And then they talk. This was when they had these older women playing Aunt May, and they was talking about making an Aunt May spy movie.
Feige need to call Fox and just ask, what will it take, bro? What will it take for y'all to give? Because even though they keep churning out these X-Men movies, they ain't gonna never be as good as a Marvel studio movie. Never.
But Fox don't have many properties to hold on to. That's one of the reasons why they don't want to give it to X-Men. Now, it is kind of confusing why they insist on holding on to the Fantastic Four. And the last one was such a dismal
Give the shit
failure.
To that. It's kind of weird because the X-Men, Marvel still owns the rights to X-Men comics and makes all the comics.
Because it's still... Good. Because Marvel did not sell away the X-Men property. They sold it in as far as movie rights.
The movie rights.
Oh, they sold the movie rights. You know what? They could probably get that back. How much shares they got?
It's one of those things, as long as Fox is making movies, it extends the contract.
Yeah.
Like, if they go...
I know they could do something to stop that by, we want them back.
They can.
Damn.
If they go like six or seven years without making anything, and then the rights would just revert back to Marvel.
Yeah,
we get an Eto X-Men movie.
but as far as X-Men movies go, Fox is going to keep making them. Fantastic Four.
Just so it don't go back.
I like I said, it's I don't understand why they determined to hold on to that particular franchise. And they haven't been able to make
it
work yet.
They keep failing. Yeah, fail. They just don't give a fuck. I think Fox just don't care.
They like a scoring. They like a girlfriend or a wife. I'm just do this.
I think Fox. So you can't have. I think Fox is still hurting over the fact that they lost Star Wars to Disney.
Sold
it or they just lost it.
Well, George Lucas had the right. George Lucas was, you know, it was his rights to Star Wars, and he sold all the Star Wars rights to Disney.
And Disney making that damn thing good.
And Disney, you know, they're gonna put out a movie a year, and so far they put out two movies that just made a killing in money.
Even though Disney is evil at times.
Oh, the Evil Empire, they, yeah.
Yeah, the Evil Empire gonna give you what you want.
But they're gonna give you a cut.
They'll give you a cut and they'll give you a want because they so compassionate over there.
Disneyland. Damn, that mouse has no compassion.
No, I'm talking about the employees there, like Marvel and all that stuff. Like they are really into they characters.
And they invested. They got their own studio.
Yeah, they got their own studio. It's just like they good.
When they made that studio in Atlanta, that changed the game. So now you don't got to pay all them location fees and all
shit.
That. You know, you shoot what you want in your studio, and then it cuts down on your location fees.
Marvel is really smart. I mean, Disney is really smart. You know. They give it back to the the Avengers movies, give it back to the fans. You know, they making these superhero movies right, and they've been making it right for a long time. Hopefully DC catches up.
They not just real superhero movies. They comic book movies.
Comic book movies. Yeah, and they change it around a little bit, but sometimes you can find certain stuff that's in the comic book that's in the movie too, and that's what I like about Marvel.
DC is just, you know.
I mean, DC came out with Wonder Woman, which had, I've been reading a lot of Wonder Woman comic books. They took a lot out of some of these Wonder Woman comic books, so I'm glad that they did that.
It's like Nikes and Adidas.
Yeah.
No, it's like Jordans and Adidas. I'm sorry.
Jordan and Jesus. Yeah, Jordan.
Jordan and Adidas, man. Nothing wrong with being Adidas. But Marvel is that Jordan brand, boy.
Well, only when it comes to the movies. When it comes to the animated movies, DC is the juggernaut with that. Yeah,
okay.
They come out with every day, like, I remember Marvel tried it and it didn't work.
But look how Marvel Studios are gonna sun DC. They coming out with Justice League. But look, Ragged the Rock gonna blow that out the water.
I don't know about that, man. This one looks kinda promising.
The thing is, I might have mentioned this a few weeks ago, but the difference is this is the third Thor movie. So some people who might not like the first and or the second one may not come back for the third one. But they added the Hulk. I know that. But this is the first Justice League movie. So more people may be curious to see what they have to offer. Now, both movies are going to do well. I'm not going to guarantee that Ragnarok is going to do better than Justice League.
Ragnarok going to smoke it. I probably ain't gonna say. Let's not say smoke it. It's gonna outdraw it though, in the long run.
We'll see.
We'll see. Because I think. Go ahead.
No, and then when February rolls around, that Black Panther come out. That's another hit.
I'm already waiting in line.
You see what I'm saying? And then 3 months later, Avengers coming out. Bam! You know, DC got to pick their game up, man. What you mean?
But listen to this. Have you ever saw Justice League War, the animated series?
I'm talking about them.
This cinematic is, to me, they doing. If I think they taking a piece out of that actual animated movie, Justice League War.
No, I don't think so.
But you sure? Yeah. It's kind of looking like it a little bit. Almost. Some part.
Let me ask y'all this. Would y'all give me this? That Marvel sets the bar?
Yeah. Marvel sets the bar when it comes to movies.
Right now, they're setting the bar for movies, period. I mean,
animation movies. They sell them for actual.
I'm not talking about animation. I'm talking about as far as theatrical release movie. All these studios want
They win.
All these studios want to do some kind of shit universe and crossovers. Because that, you know, it's proven to be the, you know, Universal is trying to do it with their monsters, and they've already had two attempts at it. You know, Sony trying to come up with all these spinoffs for Spider-Man, and Fox is trying to do the same thing. And then
that ain't happening with Fox. Fox is gonna fucking fail. Except with that Dark Phoenix. I don't know. This is supposed to be like
that's gonna fail.
I don't know. they kind of do a Phoenix, where they kind of did Phoenix right in the last one. Actual Firebird, man. The last time the X-Men. Not the last stand. I'm talking about future, whatever.
Apocalypse.
Now, they kind of did it right.
They didn't do him right.
I'm going to tell you why I say they didn't do her right. Why would Jean Grey in this version become Phoenix? Because the Phoenix is a cosmic entity. It's not some power she has locked away inside of her.
That's the stupid. No, I'm talking about the looking at her like the not how Phoenix came about. Talking about how this Phoenix.
But that's
looked.
The thing. Okay, they had a little flame around her, and now all of a sudden she's gonna become Dark Phoenix because they want to do that storyline. Already, there was no real setup on her as a character in Apocalypse, and yet now they want to do Dark Phoenix.
I'm still gonna see it.
It failed the first time. It's gonna fail this time.
But you know why it failed the first time? That was just fucking stupid.
So is she gonna be the villain in this one?
If she becomes Dark Phoenix, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're gonna like. Put a external villain like a mastermind. Why there's like mastermind will be the reason why she turns into Dark Phoenix, like in the comic book. But
hold on. Didn't the what's the name of them damn people? The gentleman. You talking
about the Hellfire Club?
The Hellfire Club, yeah.
Yeah, but it was Mastermind who was part of the Hellfire Club. He was messing with her mind, and she got corrupted. After she became the Black Queen, and kind of liked the freedom of just, you know, doing evil, and she would have been cool until she went out and destroyed the sun, which in turn wiped out a Shi'ar planet.
I thought mm-hmm. Cable was her son.
Cable is her son.
No, Cable.
No. Cable is her son, right? Or is that what's the name?
No, Cable is Cyclops' son and Jean Grey's clone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. From Mr. Sinister made that clone.
Yeah, her name was Madeline Pryor. And
God.
Cyclops jumped right on her because she looked just like Jean Grey.
But shit, Cyclops.
That's who get to pop up, too.
Who, Cyclops? Hell no.
Mr. Sinister.
He ain't about to show up.
Well, I thought he was going to show up in Wolverine, but he may show up in the next X-Men movie.
He need to. Nathaniel S. is the man. You know? Man, you get him, Galactus, and Thanos on the same team in Apocalypse. That's my dream team of villains.
They all work together, right? At one, no, not all of them, but Galactus and
did Galactus fight Thanos or something?
Thanos
like that?
At one time. I gotta go back because I remember hearing about something about that.
We about to be joined by some more peoples.
All right,
if I can get them on.
As long as they don't talk bad about Thanos and all his kids.
Man.
So Surfer House of M, looking good. I'm almost finished with it.
Yeah. My only problem with House of M is I think they just took the cheap way to end it.
Yeah. I'm almost, don't tell me, I'm almost finished with that. And I just subscribed to Phoenix. Jean Grey.
I can't get these fellas in. Let's try one
what's
more
up
time.
With this gift? This gifted show. Is that supposed to be the X-Men TV version?
It's a mutant X-Men's mutant show, yes.
Okay, I might have to give it a shot then.
Shit, Suffer, can't the Marvel use X-Men on the TV show?
Yeah.
That's how I get they ass then.
Like, as far as TV go, Marvel and Fox is working together on these mutant shows.
So he can show up, so the X-Men can show up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. then?
No, I don't think so. Joined by Doom.
What's going on, man?
So you like the fact that they're going to make a solo film out of you?
Well, I wish Marvel would do it.
he want Marvel Studios behind his movies. You's a nasty boy.
So they're going to bring back Toby Cabell to play.
The dude from, what was that shit? On FX. What's the show? Not Legion. He was a surgeon. Him and the other dude did it.
Oh, you talking about Nip Tuck?
Nip Tuck.
I know you.
Nip Tuck. Oh, I mean, yeah.
I think they're going to do maybe the Books of Doom storyline when they show how he becomes who he is. You know.
Yeah. They need Fox.
We need no origin story, man. That's
not for Doom. Exactly. No, for
Doom. There's more, you know, if they did the Doom origin, that's an interesting story, you know, how he grew up and everything, and his mother was because she was a gypsy who knew magic and everything.
Yeah, and his dad was a scientist. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Fox needs to let Marvel Studios borrow all the characters and then just get a check. Let them do all the work. Y'all just sit back. Don't mess it up, and just get a check. That's it. Just like that. And we'll all be happy. All our Marvel experience will be beautiful. You know how many great Marvel movies we'll get if they did that? Unlimited. Unlimited. Now we gotta wonder. Server.
Yes.
Now we gotta wonder. Okay, once they beat Thanos, who are they going to bring in for the fourth event or the fifth Avengers? Because they ain't going to stop turning out these Avenger movies.
No. So I think they have to stop at one point. I think they should
stop
now.
Yeah, we'll be dead and gone.
You think they will keep continuing this damn universe until we own?
When this
that's
money
the purpose of having your own studio.
Exactly. They not gonna let this studio.
They better have the X-Men by then. God damn it. They better fight for the X-Men by then.
Listen, eventually I think they'll be able to bring Fox to their knees to get him the X-Men. Eventually. Maybe we here to see it or not.
Marvel controlling X-Men movie? Already no. It ain't gonna be in the right outfits too.
So Ms. Hightower, you think they're gonna stop at Avengers what, part 4, 5, 6?
I thought they was gonna start at like five
and then
do
what?
Something else different, like look at the comic book and see what else they can make money off of. Like do something different, like do another comic like Squirrel Girl.
She's on a comedy show. They're already doing her.
She's gonna be part of the New Warriors.
Yeah, she said.
Get hella popular.
Surfer taught me that she beat Thanos up. So, goddamn it, I guess she's a badass.
Yo, she don't do no job.
Thanos in Infinity War, Squirrel Girl.
Beat Thanos at the end. That's what I don't want to see. Little beating the shit out of Thanos. No.
I got a feeling Captain America's gonna pick, if Thor has his hammer, is gonna be using it fighting Thanos.
Thor
done got his ass whooped in Ragnarok and ended up on the front windshield of the plane. I'm trying to figure out how that.
I'd like to see the Guardians of the Galaxy whoop the shit out of him, though. But I think
one of the things I'm most excited about with the Infinity War thing is just the different interaction.
Who you think gonna join up with him though? You think anybody from Earth will, any superhero or villain will join Thanos?
Well, he's gonna have the Black Order.
Loki?
Loki's gonna be there, but he's gonna have his gang, the Black Order.
Yeah, Loki's Donnie Brasco.
Corvus Glaive and Proxima Midnight and Ebony Maw, and I keep forgetting the last guy's name.
Loki is Donnie Brasco. He work both sides. He's a tweener.
Yeah.
I'm gonna help y'all at Ragnarok, but and then Infinity War come around. Exactly.
I just can't wait till that Justice League. That Batman, man, that boy looking bad out there.
But man, looks like Batman. Let me get on Ben Affleck, man.
Get out of here with that, man. He's the best. He ain't the best Batman, but he's fucking better. Come on, go.
He ain't better than Adam West, damn it. Don't get me started.
Come on now. Adam West.
You can't say that. He's not better than Adam West.
Leave your childhood in the past, man.
Yo, we had this debate last week.
Man, Ben Affleck think he better than that. Anybody, they have Val Kilmer play Batman. they're going to get rid of damn Ben Affleck's ass.
No, they
didn't.
They
bring that Val Kilmer?
Yep.
I hate to tell you, but Val Kilmer may have made a decent Bruce Wayne, but he wasn't that good of a Batman.
They're going to bring back Christian Bale, that's all.
Hell no, you better not bring back that fucking
deep voice.
Where is he?
Yep, where is he? In my trouble late voice.
Hey, okay, how about this? We cast Finn Balor as damn Bruce Wayne.
No, we cast Finn Balor as fucking Arthur. You need to get rid of that Dale Samoa, whatever he fucking is.
Oh, come on now.
Supposed to be white, surfer. Forward. Yeah, he supposed to be like a pure white baby face.
With blonde hair.
Even in the cartoon.
Yep.
Blonde hair.
Why would you have this? I just don't get it.
Well, okay, you keep saying that. Who would you want to cast?
You can cast some white.
Who?
A white guy. Any white guy. Any strong white guy.
Don't you say any white guy. Who?
Any strong white guy can play him.
Who?
It ain't going to be this damn whoever you call this guy.
Hey, brother.
Hey. Remember Smallville? Remember Smallville?
Yeah.
You know,
Any white dude.
Let me finish. The guy that played Green Arrow on Smallville. Mm-hmm. Well, he did a pilot for Aquaman, where he was Aquaman. Shit never made it to TV.
Yeah.
Harris, man.
That's beyond the point. No Samoans be playing Aquaman.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying.
Even though they do have wet hair, though.
We don't have.
Asian should be playing Doctor Strange, but we ain't gonna go there.
I mean, Doctor Strange.
Hugo Strange.
Come on, don't start with the Hugo Strange.
No, you let Hightower say stuff about a white man.
Yeah, I told him he's wrong. But you still bringing up old stuff.
But hey, speaking of that, sir, did you talk about what happened? Is it true that the guy who's on Marvel is gone now?
What do you mean he's
gone? You talking about like the head director?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Not the director. The guy who owns Marvel, the comic company. The one that he didn't like the X-Men and the Fantastic Four, so he told them to shelve them.
I don't know who owns Marvel. You talking about Marvel right now?
Not owning Marvel. The one who controls Marvel. Yeah, I think you're trying to say like the president or the whatever they want to give.
I don't know. I mean, you know.
I thought that was Feige.
No, Feige runs the movie. Oh, the movie
like part. They got rid of him. I think he went to
DC.
No, I think he runs from President Trump now.
He worked for President Trump to Marvel.
No, but he Marvel to President Trump.
Damn. That's crazy.
Well, I know before Feige became head of everything, there was somebody over him, and they kind of moved him out so that Feige could have more control.
Feige get the last say. He got more power than Stan Lee, don't he?
Stan Lee don't do anything with the company. Stan Lee's just a representative at this point.
Marvel Entertainment CEO Ike Perlmutter gets a new title. He's I guess they got him out of he's not like the head of like Marvel no more. They moved him up in DC or something. Not DC but Disney. So he's not the one making calls about comics stuff anymore.
Wait a minute. So
because Stan Lee worked with board of directors.
Yeah, he doesn't have he's part of a chairman, but he's not in charge of Marvel no more.
He's not the board of directors.
Well, who are you talking about?
Isaac Perlmutter, whatever you call this name, man.
So, Surfer, you saying Stan Lee is like Lady Eloise on damn Boomerang?
Yeah, I mean, he has not run Marvel in the longest 20, of times. 30 years. It's just, you know, he sued Marvel quite a few times.
So what? He just get a check for showing up in the movie?
No, he get a check because he created a lot of characters. And you know people associate Stan Lee with Marvel, so
hold on.
You get a residual check.
Yeah,
DC characters created? Did some DC people created characters for Marvel?
No, not creators. It was just Jack Kirby and Stan Lee pretty much created most of the Marvel universe. Those two,
the early Marvel universe.
Yeah, up to about the 70s, I think.
At one point, Jack Kirby left Marvel and went to DC, and then he created like Darkseid, New Gods, and Commanding, people like that before he came back to Marvel.
Yeah.
So, Server, are they gonna kill Thanos or just banish him back to the Dark Realm? Or
I wouldn't know.
I know you don't know. I don't know.
I mean,
I think he gonna beat them.
I don't know what's gonna happen in the second movie. You know, how they defeat him, whether or not it's just one of those things they get the glove and then he's done, or they have to end his life.
I didn't see Nebula in the trailer.
Who?
His daughter Nebula.
I saw her.
They said she was in there.
Yeah.
I missed.
They showed a lot of people in the trailer. They showed
it was like over 30 people in the 30 characters in the movie, right?
And they showed a lot of people in that Justice League trailer. You know, you saw the Amazons and the Queen. And
is Strange gonna be in Ragnarok?
Yes.
Okay.
I wonder how he gonna show up.
It's a question of who's not in it. Everybody's gonna be in it.
You mean Ragnarok?
Okay. Oh, not right. Yeah. Oh, Ragnarok. Yeah, Strange is gonna be in Ragnarok, and he's gonna be in.
You got the Guardians probably. Probably Guardians gonna show up at the end.
No, I don't think they're gonna show up.
Bro, they just showed the what's the name? They gonna end up showing up at the end.
That's the last trailer. That's the lead in too.
Yeah, they're gonna end up. They end up showing in there.
Black Panther is.
But they said
Black Panther is his own movie though.
His own movie. They ain't gonna have no.
But you know what? They might, as an end credit, they might actually show.
Did we see Bucky? Was Bucky in the trailer? I gotta go back.
Yeah,
and watch.
When the soldier is in the trailer for.
What is his ass gonna do? What is him and Cap gonna do? That's why I don't know. He's fucking damn human.
They're gonna fight whatever Thanos throws at him.
You ain't gonna be talking about Captain America like that.
Just like Batman.
Did you see him hold that helicopter?
Let me tell you something.
He whooped Iron Man ass. Don't get me started.
Iron Man too. Them niggas can't do nothing.
Basically, what Hightower's saying is it's gonna be like a cause. It's cosmic.
It's cosplay. That's what it is.
If you get down and scrap the best of them,
but hey,
leave Thor to whooping ass. That's Spider-Man.
Hightower on the roll. He trying to figure out what the hell all y'all doing here. And you ain't got no power now.
You ain't got no superpower.
Captain America's super strong. All right, he held that helicopter.
Okay, you know what? You know what? I give it to Captain.
Makes him stronger than most.
Normal. Yeah.
So what he's saying, what Hightower's saying is when they go out of space,
Iron Man can make, you know, he probably got a space armor.
Oh, Iron Man gonna get his. He gonna be the first person to get his ass whooped.
No, my money on what's your boy name? Not Falcon, the other black Don Cheadle gonna get his ass. John Cheadle ain't gonna make it. Iron Patriot, yeah, he gone. He out of there. Thanos gonna whoop that ass. He gonna be the first to.
He gonna flick him.
Boop. Yep. Little nigga, if you don't get out of here. Where the flying Negro at? Come here.
Don't talk like that.
Yeah.
That's what Thanos gonna call him. Where the flying black one at?
Like, I don't know about Black Panther though, bro. Black Panther might come at him a little bit.
He got a little bit more winning. Yeah. He might be able to do something to Thanos, but that Iron Patriot and that Falcon.
The fight's gonna be is if the Hulk and Thanos square off, you just need to just get them some room because it's going to be a rumble in the jungle.
that's the one-on-one we want to see. That's a good one.
That's like Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar. That's what you want to see.
Just back up. Yeah, yep. Just get out of the way.
Fellas, sorry, let me drop this call and add y'all in because I'm having trouble with Skype.
So okay.
Don't y'all go nowhere. All right, I'm going to add you in one at a time. We got to do something about the Skypes. Get a conversation going. I can't get everybody on Skype anymore. See what happens. Oh, man. Computer failing. See who picks up.
I'm back.
Okay. Anybody else back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Here we go. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah. Something wrong with Phil's Skype.
It just said he joined the call.
Oh, Phil.
What's up, boys?
What's up?
What's up?
Philly Phil. We just talked about how we feel bad for Don Cheadle.
He got messed up in Civil War. He ain't going to get messed up in this one.
He need to sit back and shoot. That's what he need to do.
He need to sit this one out. Be like, I'm going to be a new Avenger.
So what did you think about the trailers that came out over the weekend?
I didn't catch all of them. I just caught the Justice League one. I've been kind of busy. But I just wanted to piggyback on what you guys talked about DC before. I think DC put way too much emphasis on those animated series and not enough with the real
cinematic.
Yes, I don't get me wrong, the new shit looks great, man. I think, I don't know about not including Green Lantern in that first Justice League run, but that's just my opinion. I'd rather see John Stewart or Guy Gardner or even Hal Jordan rather than Cyborg, but that's just my
Cyborg needs to be on that damn Teen Titans movie, damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
They gotta put a brother in the movie other than Lawrence Fishburne.
I would rather have
don't forget the Gerald.
You could have made the Martian Manhunter a black dude and his civilian guys been black. Then you could went that way. But you need to have.
Oh, they missing Martian Manhunter too. They missing anybody. God damn.
But I mean, if you're gonna put one more guy on that team, it should be either GL or Martian Manhunter or even Hawkman, but Cyborg?
Yeah. But do you see where they going towards though? If you
I know you saw
Justice League War.
Cyborg,
they kind of going like that a little bit.
Cyborg is a pretty popular character.
In Teen Titans,
yeah.
With him and Beast Boy, at least they need to have Beast Boy up there.
No, Beast Boy is not Justice League material.
Whatever, man.
That's just like the Iron Patriot ain't got them Infinity War material, but his ass do.
The Iron Patriot.
Talk about Machine.
Oh, War Machine.
Whatever his name is. Him and Anthony Mackie need to sit this one out.
Tony C. I know you can't resist your urge, man, but don't do it.
Do what? I'm stating facts.
No, you ain't stating facts.
Nah, they need to have black. These are
capable superheroes.
But they said there's other heroes are supposed to show up. They ain't never show up. I got money that Namor's gonna show up.
Nah, well, they kind of didn't have the rights to Namor. I don't know if they just got it back or not.
That'll be a Fox thing though, right? Because Namor was
Universal.
No, they have his rights back.
Okay.
And, Listen,
when Thanos stepped through that damn black cloud, whatever it was, he looked like he wasn't playing no games. So
did he do the Hulk? He had the Infinity Gauntlet doing the Hogan thing with New World War.
No, he ain't even had a gauntlet on. He had on his Bash at the Beach outfit, like he was walking down to the ring, be ready to leg drop some damn body. Don Cheadle, no man, like Mr. Hightower say. I think I'm gonna have to agree with my man on this one. If you ain't got no cosmic power, you might be in trouble in this one.
Or is it super true? Like I said, Hawkeye shouldn't be in there. If y'all getting on damn Captain America,
him and Black Widow need to get this one out too.
Captain America can at least.
Wasn't Hawkeye and Black Widow part of West Coast Avengers Surfer?
Yeah, Hawkeye was.
With War Machine, right? Yep. Scarlet Witch and all them.
Not Scarlet Witch. Hawkeye.
It was
in West Coast. West Coast Avengers was a good
Quicksilver.
Book, man.
It was Quicksilver.
West Coast started off with Tony Stark, Hawkeye, Mockingbird, and I think Scarlet Witch.
But didn't War Machine front that group though for a minute?
He might have joined later after Tony left.
Tell you what. My boy come through with that gauntlet.
Of course, hold up. You
better get the run.
You mentioned West Coast Avengers. Everybody knows the greatest Avengers team is the Great Lakes Avengers.
No, the Great Lakes Avengers.
You never heard of the Great Lake Avengers?
It was Big Bertha, Squirrel Girl, Mr. Immortal. Give me a
Flatman.
Flatman, yeah. I can't think of it.
They kind of named themselves the Great Lake Avengers because they was up there in Minnesota.
There's a reason why you can't think of the whole group.
When
they were introduced, it was kind of like a joke. It was like introducing the Great Lake Avengers, and the Avengers like, what the hell y'all doing? And they've been around for like decades.
It's like, who remembers Justice League Europe? You name all the characters?
I can name most of them. Damn, you got Gargano, Blue Beetle.
Wait, Justice League Europe was Guy Gardner and Blue Beetle?
It wasn't like they took characters nobody was using. They just had two Justice League teams. That's all.
Justice League Europe.
He's got to look it up.
He Googling. Don't worry.
I got to Google to see this dumb shit.
No,
but
man.
But he's saying, like,
sometimes, you know, the Justice League is just called Justice League, and sometimes they call it Justice League of America.
Oh, no, it was Captain Marvel. I mean, Captain Atom, the Elongated Man, Power Girl, Flash, Rocket Red, Animal Man, Metamorpho.
Power Girl come from a different universe, right? She's in the multi-universe. Power Girl. Because Power Girl is Supergirl, right?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, she is. She is.
She's triple D's. That's what she...
Yes, she is.
They always do big old titties on her, too.
Power Girl lived on a different Earth before Crisis. And then after Crisis, she kind of survived.
Wait, because Supergirl died in the Crisis, didn't she?
Supergirl died, yes.
Yes, she did.
So how'd you get Big Titty Power Girl out of that?
She was from another Earth. You know, that was the purpose of Crisis. It was all these different Earths. You had the Earth 1, the Earth 2.
Yeah, I remember. Right. Yeah, yes.
So
I got a beef.
Those that survived all lived on the same Earth, and Power Girl was one of them.
That's one of the best comic book covers ever, man.
I got a question, Surfer. Why Blade not in none of these Avengers or Infinity War? Why he might be coming?
He might be coming soon.
Because Blade,
he might be coming
everybody.
To Netflix.
Yeah,
Blade hates everybody, man. He don't like people. He don't come out during the daytime.
He like Wilson.
Yeah, he can.
No, that's
he can. Yeah. He just He just chooses not to.
He's a daywalker.
He just showed up in one of the recent episodes of the Defenders comic book because like Luke Cage was messed up and Blade showed up to help him.
Yep.
Mr. Hightower, would Blade have a chance against Thanos?
If he bite
him? Probably not.
Blade,
get his ass
Blade is focused on his mission, so he wouldn't get involved with that.
Oh, yeah, I know somebody that will do some damage, the original Ghost Rider, Danny Blade.
Danny Ketchumi?
No, Johnny Blaze.
Johnny Blaze.
He could defeat Thanos under the right circumstance, but with the gauntlet, no.
Yeah. If he
ain't nobody whooping his ass with that gauntlet. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a long day to get on.
I got one person that can, but he's not of Marvel Universe.
Not with the gauntlet.
Hell yeah, Superman still beat his ass.
Man, come on now.
That's John Cena.
What about Darkseid?
Darkseid? Oh yeah.
Darkseid ain't doing nothing with
my favorite villains, man.
If Thanos has the gauntlet, Darkseid's not doing anything either.
There's one person y'all ain't talked about, but yeah, it's from the 80s. Maybe the Beyonder or Molecule Man.
Yeah, but the
He has the gauntlet. That was me and Sir's
name. But Darkseid,
the Beyonder may be able to take him with the gauntlet.
And Death.
No, Death was powerless when he got the gauntlet in the Infinity Gauntlet book. Death was powerless. He just stood there.
Death was just stood there. Yeah, on the quest, she just stood there. She didn't have nothing.
Maybe Korvac. No.
Korvac, no.
He did whoop the Avengers ass, though.
He beat all the cosmic entities in that book, too. It was like, after the Earth Heroes fell, all the Galactus and the In-Betweener.
All I know, Captain America is going to get his ass whooped.
All these galactic entities.
You don't talk about my man like that. He got that.
He going to get striped.
He got that beard. He got that serious look on him, damn it.
Yeah, Captain America look homeless. He look homeless. Like he ain't had nowhere to stay.
You know my problem is with Cap? My only problem with Cap, they make him too human. Yeah. Like, he puts too much emotion into anything he does, which, to me, anyway, is just, it takes away from the story sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
The boy's
like, yeah, we know. Well,
right
we
now,
know you're
right
years
now,
old.
Cat, you know, right now,
he's out of regulations. That's what
Black Widow's ready to kill Captain America.
Black Widow full of shit.
No, I mean,
her ass gonna definitely get her ass whooped. She better not even.
No, nope.
She better not even. He better not even flinch when she hit him.
No, I'm talking about Captain America. No, she I'm wants to kill funny. Captain America because Cap is taking over as part of Hydra. She's tired of that shit. She told him.
This is the current storyline you tell us.
Yes.
Talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, so
at the beginning she was like, "No, we got to kill that motherfucker," and everybody else, "No, we got to save him." And she's like, "Y'all do what y'all got to do. I know what I got to do."
And, well, he look like a bomb right now, so.
And the last thing she like said, "All right, right, it's time to kill that motherfucker. Ain't no saving him. He got to go."
See, I just can't get into those current storylines when it comes to Marvel.
It's been interesting watching Cap be the villain of the storyline, and all these heroes struggling to take him on. They can't. Most of the heroes that could stop him are either trapped out in outer space, or they're trapped in New York City under this dome. And the dome is dangerous because it's from a dark force dimension. So when there's no light, you just got all these demons running around left and right.
But this is not really Captain America, I bet you. It's probably his clone.
No.
I bet you it's his, turned out to be his clone.
No, listen. Remember when Cap was old Cap?
Yeah.
Well, he got changed to be a young guy from the Cosmic Cube. But it turned out his history was rewritten,
yeah,
for him to always been a agent of
Hydra,
yes, and even in his own mind, Hydra won the war, but the Allies used the Cosmic Cube to rewrite history, so that's why he was frozen in ice, so he wouldn't be affected by it. So supposedly ever since he's been out, he's been putting together the pieces to bring Hydra back, and he finally did. Now, how they get out of this mess, how they change him back, who knows?
So, in the Justice League, Steppenwolf is the villain, right?
Steppenwolf.
Steppen, Oprah, you know, Steppenwolf, dude, yeah.
Steppenwolf.
I don't know what the hell Steppenwolf is. Anyway.
You never heard of Steppenwolf?
Go deal with a rock band from the Steppenwolf.
You never heard of Steppenwolf in the Name of Love?
All I know is step in.
Hey, they got him on the X. If you want to see who he is, look on the old Adventures of Superman. He fought Superman on the cartoon.
Oh, he's a Kryptonian?
No, he works for Darkseid.
He works for Darkseid. He's a guy that kind of.
He's from Apocalypse, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He's like a hunter, a real good hunter for Darkseid.
I love Darkseid, man.
But the thing is. Most of the people from Apocalypse, they like strength wise, they're on Superman's level. So
yeah,
that's why when they show up, it's like hard to take them down. Kalibak shows up. Like Superman usually beats Kalibak, but Kalibak is probably just as strong as Superman.
Yeah. See, the thing is, Darkseid's
son, right?
Yeah. Yes.
The thing is.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
But hold on. Before you go ahead, the sad part is, He's not as powerful as Darkseid's other son, who like grew up on New Genesis, and like Darkseid had to give up his son, and Allfather had to give up a son, so to keep the peace. So his oldest son was raised to hate his father.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
But everybody, like Mr. Hightower, them Superman fanboys be thinking that he's the strongest person in the universe.
Superman, no, I didn't say that.
No, I'm just saying, Superman, like I said, if he fights on an alien planet or anywhere without a yellow sun, he turns to a human strength.
Nuclear Man, what about with Nuclear Man? Yeah.
Or damn Gene Hackman. You put that. They put that damn.
Tony C, you need help.
But they put the Cuban leaks on Superman. He couldn't get out the pool, man.
I bet you this. I bet you Batman will beat Cap ass though.
No.
Shit, in the comics he would.
You see what he did to Iron Man? Did you see that ass whooping Iron Man caught?
I know how smart this damn guy is.
They fought twice. The first time was because the fans voted for Batman to win. And it wasn't like he beat him. It wasn't like he beat him. He just incapacitated him for a brief second. And that was the rule of them fighting. But when
if it's a straight up fist fight, Cap wins. But they
fought in Justice League Avengers, and they threw a couple punches, and Batman said, "Yeah, you'll beat me eventually. It just won't be easy."
I just want to know why Mr. Hightower was sweeping up under the rug how Nuclear Man scratched Superman and gave him AIDS.
Yeah.
All right, see, man, I'm ready to end the show because it's going off the rails.
Stop, you always disrespecting Nuclear Man on this. You know what? Just because you had Lee Press on fingernails and he scratched Christopher Reeve and gave him flu. Mm-hmm. Now, what
in the show
gave weakness is the flu, Mr. Hightower.
I know who was weakness. One of the Horsemen, Pestilence or Gambit.
I ain't never know Batman to go down from the flu.
He did. Read Nightfall. He had the flu when Bane beat his ass.
Well, still.
Beat his Superman ass and broke his back.
His fucking back. That.
What you got to say about that, Ms. Altov? Can you comment on that, Superman representative? Your boy went down.
Captain America
hater. He got four scratches in his damn neck.
Oh, real quick, I want to talk about this news real quick. This has Surfer to do with the Thor.
Particular man on his damn show.
This has to do with the Thor Ragnarok movie. The character of Subtor is being voiced by Clancy Brown. He's doing the voice of the
Suitor.
Fire Demon. Yes, that's of course. If you don't know who Clancy Brown, he voiced Lex Luthor in Superman and the Justice League. And as far as movies, he was the head guard in
No, he was the villain in Highlander. That's what he was.
No, but he's not known for that. What's that prison movie?
Christopher Lambert?
Yep.
Wait,
Cole.
Oh, Shawshank Redemption. Yeah, he's the head guard of Shawshank Redemption.
Tony, you know who I'm talking about. He was a guy, you know, he was like, you know, I can't think of his name, but you know the lines he did, talking about better to burn out than fade away.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna sit here and disrespect Holland.
Y'all gonna quit disrespecting Nuclear Man on this damn show. Because he'll whoop Thanos' ass.
Did you see this fucking poster for the Justice League? Fucking
did you
stupid
see?
Ass.
No,
fucking
you see
Samoan.
This.
God damn, man. All right,
this is turning to the hate hour now. I mean,
you can be hating on everything.
Is anybody hosting the pay per view tonight?
Will's doing it.
I have no broadcasting equipment here. It's all at my new place, so
Will's doing it.
Who's doing it? William?
Yeah.
It's about time he start pulling his own weight.
I'm going to watch Superman 4 Quest for Peace. How about that?
You go right ahead.
We don't acknowledge that movie here.
Tony, we got a post of what are you reading for him on Facebook with Nuclear Man posts. Mm-hmm.
You goddamn right. And how you going to disrespect Superman 4 when Superman 3 was worse than that? With Rich,
we don't acknowledge nothing past 2 in the Raya house.
It was first of all, 3 as bad as 3 was is not as bad as 4.
Like hell,
three made money. 4 did not.
Who cares? They both were awful.
Dude, you're not gonna disrespect. It wasn't Nuclear Man's fault. They ain't
plus,
no
plus, plus, Superman, Superman, Nuclear Man, Superman was drinking in 3.
Yeah, he was drunk. Yeah, you right. Phil, okay, we understand that Superman 2 is probably
one of the greatest movies of all time.
But Phil, which version of Superman 2?
The director's cut, man. Cut.
You know
what?
The Donner cut.
The Donner, of course, how I get down.
Okay.
The world famous line, why do you say these things to me? You know I would kill you for it. General Zod. Neil,
where is this Houston you speak of?
What, you can quote Superman 2 all day.
You can bring me the son of my jailer. Make him kneel before
son
me.
Son of Algea.
Yeah.
I love now Superman.
Tell you,
2,
man.
Shit.
Superman 2 is the shit. They gave they gave Marlon, because they filmed 1 and 2 at the same time. They gave Brando more money than the movie made.
For real?
At one point. Yeah. They gave him he was the worst character in the whole thing.
Superman 2?
Yeah.
Oh no, not a Man of Steel.
Oh, that's why they took him out of Superman. That's why they took him out of Superman 2.
He's in the opening credits. That's it.
No, they took him out of the theatrical release.
Oh, well, he's in the.
They put Laura in instead.
They put too much money into that, but for its time, I mean, it's a classic. You know.
And this is what I don't understand about. Why in the hell is Superman got Lana Lang and what's the other chick name? Lois Lane. What the hell was the difference, man?
Well, Lana was a chick that he grew up with in Smallville.
And she was a tease. She ended up getting knocked up by the football player.
By Flash. Not, was it Flash? No. What the hell was his name? Who's that dude that knocked her up? The football player.
He played in Smallville.
He was
by
in Smallville.
The black guy.
I forgot. I forgot his name. Yeah, yeah. That's right. But, yeah, and then, of course, Lois was the chick from Metropolis, the reporter.
Oh, that's so right.
That's the difference. And then,
And I just want to ask this one last question. When they beat Steppenwolf or whatever, are they leading up to Darkseid?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be so dope. Darkseid.
Okay.
I'm back in the day, the Super Friends figures, the Darkseid one was bigger and more muscular than the entire run of those figures. That was my favorite. I wish I still had that. That was a badass action figure. And his eyes lit up.
He doesn't have to be the villain of the second movie, but I kind of hope he does show up at the end of the first movie. Where, like, he tells Steppenwolf, you failed.
They need all power. They need a powerful villain.
Then he zaps him with his Omega Beam and shit, and dude just disappears.
Okay, and who's going to be the villain in the Batman movie?
Wasn't it Scarecrow?
No. It's a Deathstroke.
Ooh.
That's
a Titans villain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, what's the guy? What's the big guy's name? He's like super tall, he's in like the. Damn, I can't think of his name. Hold on, I'll look it up.
He's gonna be Deathstroke.
Yes. Magna, whatever the fuck his name is, Joe Magnanella.
What was he in? Oh, the dude that's with Sophia Vieira, whatever name is. He's married to her.
What, the big titty Mexican chick from the Modern Family?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, she's
God
hot.
God bless that. Yeah, man. Racco Rama.
She can get that.
What?
She can get it.
You know that. And you know that.
And you know this, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. But that was my question about, because I'm trying to figure out where this DC universe is going with all these movies. So,
we had this conversation a year ago about how I felt about Warner Brothers and DC not stepping their game up.
And you trying to figure out what the hell they doing?
I don't too much care no more. I just care about the animated movies now, because that's what they good at.
You don't care about the cinematic universe?
I really don't. Not no more.
I feel like because I grew up with this shit, I emotionally invest in it. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't want to care, but I feel like I have to, because I put so much time and effort into giving a shit about these characters when I was a kid growing up. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I feel about.
And now Mikey's into it too, you know.
That's how I felt about DC.
Batman v Superman hurt Mr. Altal's feelings. He ain't recovered.
Man.
He's still holding the grudge from Batman v Superman.
Because I grew up with Batman. Like, I grew up with, like, Batman was, like, my guy.
Batman to you is Spider-Man to me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a Batman guy myself. I don't, like, Superman is disqualified because he's a freaking alien. And people give him props like he's human. No. That motherfucker, he's not from here.
So. Yeah, but Tony, he dehumanized him because of his he became a citizen. Like, they did, like, the universe.
Trump can get rid of, he ain't got no goddamn green card. He's an immigrant.
Yeah, but
he wasn't born here.
They humanized him the same way they humanized Cap. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Brooklyn.
Yeah, but no, it's all right. But I'm just, it's a thing where.
Where was Kal-El born? On Krypton.
You're right. No, he's an alien, of course. But the universe, the DC universe.
Illegal alien at that.
They made him a citizen. His dedication to the country, to the
planet. Your boy don't got a visa. You know, he got a work visa. That's it.
He got a work visa.
He got to work. He work at Daily Planet. That's it.
He's the only Kryptonian left.
That's it. So what do you got to say about that, Mr. Altal? Your boy was not born.
Well, Tony, you can't deport him now. His planet ain't there no more.
the next closest thing. Send it to
What's the next planet next to Krypton? Anybody know?
The negative zone with Zod.
The negative zone?
The phantom zone, whichever one. Y'all know which one it is. That little spinning square. When they put it in there. General Zod, of course, you and your insurgents are sent to the negative zone. I will get you, Kala! Yeah, that's where they need to go.
Fellas, hate to put an end to this, but got to end the show. And
so, #Hashtag Nuclear Man was not sorry, okay, sir? That's the name of this episode.
So, there's going to be a... pay-per-view in a few minutes, like 20 minutes, here on Rant Yam Radio, hosted by William Morgan for the WWE Battleground.
Yeah.
And the post show. Battleground.
And then, of course, the show's all week long, starting with tomorrow at 11:15, the Sports Report, live. Tuesday's a doubleheader of Shining Wizards at 7, and then the Rant Live at 9 p.m., Thursday is a new episode of Rant and Wrestling. Friday, of course, live Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 p.m. Sorry, I'm blanking. And, of course, we'll be back next Sunday at 5 p.m. for the What Are You Reading comic book show. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Phil?
I didn't say anything.
Oh.
Phil said he's going to be doing the throwback this week. Superman versus Nuclear Man and Superman 4.
We could do. I don't have a throwback yet, so we could do an open mic night. You guys can call and talk about whatever you want.
And we're going to talk about that epic battle between Nuclear Man and Superman with Bargo Kidder. And
We'll do a fantasy warfare. Normally we do wrestlers, but we'll do superheroes.
That's okay. Right. And Margo Kidder. And what was the other chick name? Mario Hemingway. Damn right. Surfer, you gonna give Nuclear Man his respect on your show. Mm. Okay.
Okay. Alright, but I do have to end the show now.
Scratch your damn neck.
Alright, start shooting me matches on social media. Me and Choppy will mix it up. We'll try to do something funny with it. So we'll do that.
Well, wait, hold on, but which characters? From Marvel
we'll
or
do like an
or...
Ammo, no, Ammo Gam. We'll do like an Ammo Gam style.
Okay.
Marvel versus DC.
Okay.
Like I want a Lobo versus Wolverine. That's my fight.
I want a Nuclear Man.
You know they fought, right?
They fought in the...
Lobo should have ripped his face off. I love Wolverine.
You're right. Lobo should have won, but...
Yeah,
fans voted for what they voted for.
Low blow. What?
No, Lobo.
Lobo.
Oh, okay. Oh. Nuclear Man going to fight Captain America.
Get out of the gutter, Mr. C.
I'm just saying. I thought it said low blow. Oh, Ric Flair was involved.
All right, talk to y'all later. Everybody say goodbyes. Get their peace out.
Later.
Thanks, Surfer.
#Nuclear Love.
Nuclear Love.
All right. See you next week. Peace.